Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Today, we are... Today we are discussing Super Tuesday, the biggest day of presidential primaries of the 2024 U.S. cycle. Voting is ongoing in 15 U.S. states and Samoa, a U.S. territory. President Joe Biden is not facing any major competition in clinching the Democratic nomination, while on the other hand, former President Donald Trump is looking to continue to establish a concrete lead in the delegate count, as former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley tries to slow his journey to the Republican nomination. But first, a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. Opposition leader Job Sikala was this afternoon acquitted in his last case where he was accused of inciting public violence. His lawyer, Harrison Komo, speaks to Studio 7.
Right, as everyone was aware, we were in court for the judgment of Job Sikala in a matter in which he was being accused of inciting for the purposes of committing public violence, which is a violation of Section 187, Subsection A, Subsection 1, Paragraph A of the Criminal Law Codification Reform Act. We underwent through a protracted trial, which has taken plus or minus 1.5 years, and today the magistrate, Madam Guriro, acquitted Job Sikala mainly on the basis that the alleged utterances did not meet the standards of the law. The evidence that was brought by the state did not establish originality, it did not establish authenticity as required by the law. It was just a video, whether it was him, whether it was uploaded by him, the court found that no, the state's evidence did not meet the required standard, and to that end, Job Sikala has been acquitted. This is a case for incitement to commit public violence, more popularly known as the July 31, 2020. We really need to address the injustice that has been perpetrated by Sikala. Perpetrated on Sikala. Remember, he was in custody for 1 year, 8 months, on, amongst the other charges, on this particular charge. So now they kept him in custody for 1 year, 8 months, and he gets acquitted today. Obviously, justice has to be seen to be done, and the civil courts of this country have to intervene.
That was Harrison Nkomo, Job Sikala's lawyer, speaking to Studio 7 at the Magistrate Courts in Harare. Back to the United States, VOA Zimbabwe Service reporter Gibbs Dube spoke to some voters in Arlington, Virginia.
So the reason that I voted the way I voted, I'm not going to say who I voted for, but the reason why I voted is because it's always important to use this process to exercise your democratic right to vote. Given the fact that our voting rights could be taken away from us if we're not careful, considering next year's Voting Rights Act, like the 60th year, which is crazy thing about, I just think it's important to vote.
Are youth interested in this election and its age? Anything to go by? Are you concerned about maybe the age of a presidential election?
Am I interested?
A candidate? You know, yeah.
I wish that the candidates would, I wish that the Democratic Party essentially said, will probably vote Democratic, obviously. I wish they had a younger candidate. At the same time, I think President Biden's policies have been pretty good, outside of the one issue over Israel and Gaza. I feel like his issue, he's been a really good president, like a very good president.
Can you cite some examples? Just one example?
Just one example?
Yeah.
Well, the Infrastructure Act is very, very popular. It's actually working. It gives people the access to roads and the internet. As I'm reading the news myself, I'm seeing how he is he's trying to price gouge, trying to eliminate price gouging from corporations. He's also, if I'm not mistaken, he also cut down some medical bills for like diabetes and stuff.
That was Sean Howard speaking to Studio 7's Gibbs Dube in Virginia after casting his vote in the primaries. A lady who only identified herself as Sarah says that she is voting to protect her rights as enshrined in the United States Constitution?
Well, so I know it's a thing that everyone says all the time, but every vote counts, right? Voting is really important, and even if you think that you know what the outcome of an election is going to be, you don't know until the election happens. You don't know until all of those votes are counted. So I think it's important for everyone to come out here and say their piece, especially with so many threats right now to the right to vote, right? Mm-hmm. The idea that I would not come out here and utilize that right is kind of silly. There's a lot of threats right now to the right to vote in general, right? A lot of threats to our democracy in terms of people's rights being taken away, people's rights being threatened. I think that there are a lot of people that, who just feel unheard, who feel like they're not a part of this country, who feel like their rights don't matter, who feel like their thoughts don't matter, who feel like their place in this country don't matter. And I think that a lot of that is just how we treat those people and how we threaten their rights on a daily basis. So I would like to see that resolved as much as possible.
Excellent.
And there's this issue of abortion. How important is it to you?
Wow. That's a weighted question. I think it is important. I think that at the end of the day, what someone does with their body should be their decision. But I also...
That was Sarah speaking to VOA soon after casting a vote in Arlington, Virginia. Stephanie Sanders, Chief Elections Officer at Precinct 146 Arlington, explains what's happening at this place today.
I'm the Chief Election Officer at Precinct 146 in Arlington, Virginia, here at the Central Library.
How's it going here?
Good.
Can you tell us exactly, are many people coming or are there just a few?
We have not had a large turnout yet.
Is there any reason for that?
I have no idea.
Now, tell us about the procedure here. When somebody arrives, what happens?
Sure. When a voter arrives, we check that they are on the poll book to make sure that they are registered for this particular precinct. We then hand them a ballot. We are currently having two elections at the same time, a Republican primary and a Democratic primary. Voters can only vote in one, so we ask the voter which type of ballot they would like. We hand them a ballot, they fill in their choice, and they put it in our scanner.
From there, what happens?
From there, the votes are tallied and submitted to the election office.
So where is the election office and what happens there?
The election office is in the courthouse building, and I don't know the full extent of what they do.
And the results, when can people expect the results checking in?
The polls in Arlington close at 7 p.m. I don't know if they'll be releasing the results tonight or not.
That was Stephanie Sanders speaking to VOA's Gibbs Duven. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic today, we are discussing Super Tuesday, the biggest day of presidential primaries of the 2024 U.S. election cycle. But some may wonder, what is Super Tuesday?
More states will hold primaries on Tuesday, March 5th than on any other day in this election cycle. That's why it's called Super Tuesday. 15 states and one territory will vote on Super Tuesday this year. In Iowa, results of the Democratic primary will be announced. It takes 1,420 pledged delegates, 36% of all delegates, to win the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. It takes 1,215 delegates, 50% of all delegates, to win the Republican Party's presidential nomination. The phrase Super Tuesday did not emerge until 1976. Bill Clinton got a boost from his strong showing on Super Tuesday in 1992 on his way to the White House. In 2000, both Democrat Al Gore and Republican George W. Bush effectively won their party nominations with victories on Super Tuesday. In 2016, Republican Donald Trump won 7 of 10 Super Tuesday contests on his way to winning the party nomination. Candidates who won Super Tuesday and won their party's nomination: Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump.
And now for an update from Virginia, we have VOA Zimbabwe Service reporters Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube on Skype. Good afternoon, Zulu. Blessing and Gibbs, welcome to Live Talk.
I can hear you. Toboko, how are you?
I'm well. Blessing, tichi tarisa shirukitika ku Virginia, chii shirukitika ikoko?
Hongu, vanhu vatanga kuvota mangwana nasi dambudziko guru raitika ndere kuti kwafuma kuchinaya. Kunzvimbo dzandashanyira dzakaita seku Manassas, ku Dumfries, ku Arlington, uye neku Fairfax. Vanhu vanga vachivhota vari vashoma zvikuru, zvekuti on average ndikati kusvika pari zvino kwavhota vanhu vasinga darikezana, asi mvura iko zvino yamira. Saka tiri kutarisirawo kuti vanhu vanenge vachizouya neuwandu hwavo vachivhota, asi zvikoro zvanzi zvivharwe nhasi, asi vanhu vari kuenda kumabasa. Saka kazhinji vanhu vanozoti pavanenge vabva kubasa paya ndopavanomhanya kuenda kunoti vange vachivhota.
Tinotenda. Pane vauya kuzovhota, vari kuti chii? Pane vambotaurawo zvavakatarisira panguva inoi?
Vazhinji vatakwanisa kuti tinge tichitaura navo vari kuratidzaivo kuti vari kugira mutungamiri wenyika vaJoe Biden kudivi remaDemocrats, kudivi remaRepublicans. Vakawanda vari kutauraivo nezvavaDonald Trump, zvichitaridzika sekuti vavira ava ndivo vanenge vari kutungamira. Asi pano nepapo tanga tichinzwawo kune vamwe vari kuti vari kutsigira zvakasimba amai Nikki Haley, vaiva ivo governor wekusouth Carolina, vakambovawo mumiriri weAmerica kuUnited Nations.
Tinotenda, Blessing. Gibbs, kona ngapo Arlington, kuino kwenzakalayo?
Lapa ngetoboka esikubona kuti kuna vantu abalutshwana asebebuye lapha ukukhetha ukuzevota. So esikhulume labo abaningi toboka lapha bathi khona bakhangelele uvotela labo ababili abangane yibo abazanqoba, umnumzana Donald Trump wama-Republicans, lo mnumzana Joe Biden yena ngumongameli. Kuzobuya-ke ababili engikhulume labo bathe bona bangama-independents. So ngakho-ke nxa ungehlulo kwa-Haley bazagcina bejekana no-Biden. So nxa ukhuluma labo ubalaleli ukuthi bathini abantu abaningi, bakhuluma ngombuso walapha eMelika bathi-ke kukhanya ngazani uhamba ngenye indlela, kukhanya ngazani bayagcina-ke kulo mbuso yongazani akuhambi kahle. Kodwa kulabanye njalo bangafisi ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu nxa bephuma lapha, ngiyambuza ubone sithi hayi nokuthi ngikhulume angifuni ngoba sengikhulumile khonapha phakathi. So vele kunjalo nxa ukhangele khonokho. Kodwa-ke kulokunye njalo engikunanzelileyo la, abantu abalutshwane bangabantu abatsha, kungani kuyahlupha kakhulu. So mbuzo mbunyo mchukuti kati inda abanye bako venga vui. Wata inganye baza vuya kuketo lukulu ula kazi wangulezi. So kuzi ala po utaboko kota sikwazi kutike impumela loketo loya kutula nini. Mustafani Sanders onguyo pete linda uti kakwaziwa. Waza tata ke amarizasa lapa pahabzi coalition center. Kumezo kubalo kuna ngale. Paivese sasisa uzulu. Kutu suku haluka vengwa waloko.
Ye, niyabonga lapana Gipsy. Po njengoba ivu izulu livukele sina abantu banengi na ababuyile ukuzovota njalo izulu lisana yini khona ngapha.
Ye, lapho izulu phandle selimile ukuna. Njengoba ubona lapha ngime phandle. Kade kunzima izulu yokulezulu elinye limangalisayo. So abantu ekuseni kade bekwalitshwana kakhulu. Nje mfika lapha just after 7 AM kade kulabantu ababili. Wasokubuya nje abanye abathathu labanye abahlanu ngesikhathi esithize kodwa kukhanya zani balutshwane esebuyile lapho kodwa bayacabangela ukuthi baningi abazabuya ngesikhathi zemini yantambama. So lathi sikhangela ukuthi nxa sokufika leso sikhathi sabe sikhuluma labo size ukuthi babuya kathesi ngaliphi okuseni kade kuhluphana kodwa abanye bangikhona basemsebenzini. So umuntu ugijimele emsebenzini ephuma lapho uyajayisa abantwana izikolo zivaliwe. Tabuka lape Virginia Ramblati.
Ye, nyabonga Gipsy. Titore nguwa ino kutenda blessing na Gipsy. Vatabata variku Virginia. Uko kawari kuona vanu vachivota pama primary elections. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the phone by Zimbabweans in the U.S., Mr. Tim Moringai, Poestian in Ohio, and Mr. Itai Marombeza in South Carolina. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Marombeza, we see this a big day in America. What's the significance of such a day in the U.S. politics?
Okay, thank you. This is a very, very important day and occasion in America and in American politics, because this is, they call it the Super Tuesday, where they are going to get nominees for the main contestants, that is from the Republicans and the Democrats. I think from the reports that we are getting, it appears from the Democrats, Joe Biden is expected to take that one, and Donald Trump also for the Republicans. There is a very significant history behind the two main contenders, because Joe Biden being the sitting president and Donald Trump, who lost the previous election and is also coming back, then it means there's a lot that these two gentlemen carry that people already know, which we cannot speculate. So there's a very good basis for us to make an assessment in terms of the impact of either of those candidates going forward when the presidential elections hold in November.
Thank you. Tirikuona kuti vavira vando varikubamati vakatarisira kuti vange vachikwikwidzana pa Nouya Sarudzo muna November. Murikuona kunge zvinga buda sei nekufamba kwenguva ndezvipi zvatinga tarisira kubva iko zvino kusvika muna November.
Mamirira zvakaita iko zvino vanoita ongororo dzesarudzo vachiita masurvey zviri kuratidza kuti pane a very small gap kana kuti musiyano wevanhu vari kutsigira vaviri avo vari ku uri kubuda kuratidza kuti angangodaro ari kutungamira ndiani pamapolls. Musiyano wacho Donald Trump ari kubuda pamwe achinzi ndiye ari kutungamira, but musiyano wavo mudiki diki. Zvinoreva kuti semaonero angu zvinhu zvinogona kuchinja because nguva yatiri ino I think tichiri kutingati pachiri pedyo chaizvo titarisa mazuva achazoitwa sarudzo muna November saka pane zvinogona kuitika zvakawanda zvinogona kuchinja mamiriro emaonerwa aziri kuita iko zvino Joe Biden hazvisamisi kuti pamberi apo anogona kunge akupamberi pakutungamirira kune vari ku interview achitaura kuti vanga support ani saka makwiki acho ari akati tei a bit tight asi semaonero angu nenhorondo nezvakaitika kumashure ndinoona kuti Joe Biden angangoita a very slight lead at the end nekuda kwezviitiko zvakaitika kumashure munorangarira kuti pakapinda Joe Biden achipinda kuita president pakamboita makakatanwa pakaita insurrection kusimukira kwakaita vanhu vachinoita kunopaza ku uko vachiita mademonstrations izvozvo zvinhu zvakanganisa chaizvo vaDonald Trump ndingati chimiro chavo nemaonerwo avanoita nevanhu kunyanya-nyanya vanonyanya kusimudzira nyaya dzeutongi hwejekerere kana kuti democracy so zvinogona kukanganisa nyangwe naizvozvo vanewo nyaya dzakati wandei dziri kumatare dzichiri kufambiswa dzimwe dziri kungodaro dzichizovakanganisa asi tinoziva kuti vane vatsigiri vavo vakasimba chaizvo kumaRepublicans vanomira navo kunyangwe zvovaine nyaya dzakawanda dziri pamatare so pari zvino ndinongoona kuti kana wawiri uyu uchiri wakachati bati hatina watinganyatsoti uyu ndiye it could be a very slight lead at the end of the day
tinotenda vamarombedza sike zvakhuluma lapanawo kuti silo vava uTim Muringai ecingweni siyalamukela kuhlelo Muringai usungenele kuhlelo siyakwamukela
ayabonga
baba Muringai sikhangela usuku lolu ole Super Tuesday lusuku oluqhakatheke kanganani ebantwini beMelika njalo sikhangelela ukuthi ngemva kosuku lolu kwini okungenzakala kuyiwa phambili okudaba lezokhetho lolu
ayabonga ukufaka uhlelo lelo i-importance ye-Super Tuesday iqakathekile ngoba khonapho abantu bayatshengisa ukuthi abantu ababafunayo or ababakhethileyo to represent them ku-general election siyabona ukuthi ama-Republicans njengoba bona bengela presidency bebelama-contestants ayi-11 kathesi sokusele 2 umama uNikki Haley lo Donald Trump and kuma democracy kube kulomunye othwa uDini lo RFK so khonapho kujengisela ukuthi bani abamfunayo ukuthi abe nguye ozabe representative ama parties
siyabonga trikona pava marombetsa kuti zviri kuita kunge kuma pato ese maviri pava nevari kutungamira zvekuti zvava kuita kunge zvinojeka kuti ndivo vachange vakamirira mapato avo maviri pachine is there any need yekuti pange pachienderwa mberi nemaprimaries kana kuti zvatojeka kuti vaviri ava ndivo vachamirira mapato aya
Iriwa zvakaita ndingangoti kwakange kuchiratidza kuti pangangoita mukana ungawanike umwe angakwikwidza zvikuru mapati ubato remaRepublicans asi mune mamwe ma uyu avaita so far zvikuratidza kuti Donald Trump anga achingokunda kwese kwachikwidzana na Nikki Haley anova ndiye anga asara pane vamwe vose vaida kukwidza mu Republican saka ndangoti patave apa maonera atiri kuita nemafambira zvaita so far ndingangoti kumabato maviri ose aya iyango process ya kuitwa kuti ingopese matarirwa zvakaita pamutemo asi zvapachena kuti kuma Republicans Donald Trump ndiye ari kubuda achizo kumirira ma Republicans ukuwo Joe Biden haana ku akamira chaizvo atingavenge ari kukukwidza naye wekuti tingatarisire kuti pane zvingaitike kunze kwekuti iye Joe Biden abude iye achizokukwidza akamirira maDemocrats so ndofunga apa kwakungotarisira kuti semafambira anofanira kuti zviite kwakuchingopedzisa asi zvinenge zvapachena
tinotenda baba Muringai lina lokhu likubona njani libona sengathi kungaba lento engatshintsha ini lapha engamangalisa kumbe ababili laba esikhangelele ukuthi bazancintisana njalo kukhethwa ngoNovemba
hayi okukathesi ngantoasokuclear nje ukuthi ubaba Trump lo baba uBiden babazancintisana ngoNovemba but ezinye izinto ezingantwa zi-outstanding esizibonayo kathesi ngama-court cases lawo ngoba sabona i-court ye-New York ifaka izinto zokuthi ubaba uTrump kumele abhadale 480 million within 30 days so khonoko kuqakathekile ngoba ma ungela mali to contest in November i-Republican Party then will have to ukuthi badinga omunye contest as a candidate for the party so indaba zonke lezi zikababa uTrump angikwazi ukuthi zizabe sesisiya ngapi ngoba sikwazi ukuthi eyayizolo wa wina 9-0 ama judges athi bangamkhuphi kuma ballot but ezinye lezi ama outstanding court cases angam pambanisa phambili esiya khona lapho
Hai ngiyabonga kakhulu baba Muringai let me take this opportunity to thank the two gentlemen Vamarombedza and Vamuringai for coming on the show Vamarombedza mungaitawo mashoko ekupedzisira tisatavhara chirongo
aiwa mashoko atingangotaura ndeyekuti sarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo isarudzo dzinenge dzisa tina kidzei dzine dzichaita matwist and turns kusvika padzichazoitwa muna November saka ticharamba takango riva tichingotarisa tichiona kuti zviri kufamba sei asi ndodze dzimwe sarudzo dzandiri kuona in the history of American politics dzicha tina kidzei zvakanyanya
tinotenda ngamafichane Muringai yikwini esingakukhangelela lapha siqeda lapho hle
ngiyabonga esingakubona ukuthi kathesi sibona ukuthi ubaba uBiden nobaba uTrump nganta yiba basebeyi-two abasesele for the November contest but siyakwazi ukuthi ama global players wonke from Israel, Ukraine, Russia langaphi ngaphi all over the world bakhangelele labo ukuthi babona ukuthi ongabuya ngubani ngoba abaningi bafuna ngathi ubaba uTrump aphenduke but abanye ola bafuna ukuthi ubaba uBiden aqhubeke ngomsebenzi
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu thank you all for joining us on Live Talk and that brings us to the end of our show signing off in Washington I am Thabo Kancube